This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If we're going to meet the Biden administration's renewable energy goals, which, remember, is 100% renewable by 2035, we've got to solve a couple of problems. More than a couple, actually, but one step at a time, right? Problem number one for us right now is that electricity demand is highest when the sun goes down. We all get home from work and crank the AC, which is also inconveniently when solar panels stop generating energy. Problem number two, electric vehicle batteries suck up a whole lot of resources to produce, but they stop holding their full charge after a few years. So we've got high demand for stored energy and a big supply of old batteries. You see where I'm going with this? From KCRW here in Los Angeles, Kaylee Wells takes us to a solar farm that's trying to solve those two problems at once.
Rachel Harper shows me a trailer that holds 24 old EV batteries stacked one on top of another. There are dozens of these trailers right next to countless rows of solar panels soaking in the harsh, unmitigated desert sun. Each battery still has 60 to 70% of its original charge capacity.
So it's pretty straightforward. I mean, yeah. It's pretty simple, like take it out of the car, put it in, cable it up, and it's ready to go.
Harper works for the company that owns the solar farm, B2U Storage Solutions, about 50 miles north of Los Angeles. The used car batteries, 1,300 of them in total, are hooked up to wires using what juice they do have left to store energy the solar panels generate during the day. The idea is the company can then sell solar power back to the grid in the evening, when Californians need it most.
You know, this is exactly the type of market-based solutions that we're looking for.
Yaman Nani is a manager of LA's Department of Water and Power. So an EV driver might decide to replace their battery once their car can't drive as far as it used to. That's happening more every year, and Nani sees the potential.
As more and more EV batteries become available to the secondary market, I think we're going to see more and more of this.
B2U Storage Solutions makes money at this because solar energy that gets stored is more profitable, and LA is willing to pay the price to meet its ambitious renewable energy goals. Here's B2U's co-founder, Freeman Hall.
So that, of course, then would lead to much higher prices in periods when the sun is not shining, but where the demand for power is still high.
So B2U gets old batteries from automakers like Nissan and Honda that might have been replaced by warranty or that were in old leased cars. The batteries get a second life for 5 or 6 years, storing solar power. And once they're completely dead, they get recycled. But there aren't a lot of solar farms storing energy like this just yet. It hasn't happened at scale, and that's partly because there just aren't that many old EV batteries out there. Hull points out a decade ago, car makers sold far fewer EVs, just tens of thousands annually.
Now we're selling over 2 million EVs a year, and that is a number that's rising rapidly, of course.
Now, Hull owns a solar storage company, so of course he says this is a great idea. But some energy researchers think it's a great idea too, like Anthony Tong, who used to test battery technology for the Department of Energy and the California Energy Commission. He says it's way better than other storage options, including the most common technology today, hydroelectric.
Hydro doesn't really meet the requirement because the controllability of this is very limited. The capability of building new sites for environmental reasons are also very limited nowadays.
Tong was so convinced by his research and testing that he's since founded a company specializing in using old batteries for energy storage, just like B2U.
So actually, the BioEndo options for storage today are the lithium-ion batteries.
Lithium-ion, which happens to be exactly the kind of battery that they're putting in those electric vehicles. And since they're so expensive and the metals inside are difficult to mine, it's cheaper and more eco-conscious to use those batteries that have already been produced. In Lancaster, California, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.